Classics, Physics, Chapter 3, Force. Good morning, children. Today, I'll explain to you in brief the chapter Force. In our daily life, we pick up things, open things, kick things, hit things, lift things, and a host of other activities like those mentioned above. If we look closely, we will find that all the above mentioned actions can be classified as pushes or pulls. Therefore, in science, a push or a pull of an object is called force. Forces are due to the interaction between two or more bodies. Hence, motion is not possible without the application of force. Some characteristics of force are: number one, can move or tend to move an object. Number two, can stop or tend to stop an object in motion. Number three, can change or tend to change the direction of motion of an object. Number four, can increase or decrease the speed of an object. Some examples of push or pull are opening or closing a door, hitting a cricket ball, drawing a bucket of water from the well, etc. Now, if we further investigate into forces, we can come to the conclusion that forces applied in the same direction add up, and forces applied in the opposite direction are subtracted. The net forces is the difference of the two applied forces. Thus, we can find that force has both magnitude and direction. If more than one force acts on a body, then the net forces acting on the body is the vector sum of all the forces. Now we come to the effects of forces. A force can change the state of motion of a body or its shape or both. Friction. Friction or an opposing force. Friction is defined as the opposing force which comes into play whenever there is relative motion between two bodies. There are two types of friction. Number one, dry or external or contact friction. And number two, internal or wet friction. Dry or external or contact friction is further subdivided into four categories. Number one, static friction. Friction caused before a body moves. Number two, kinetic or dynamic friction. Friction between two bodies. Number three, sliding friction. And number four, rolling friction. Now, friction is also termed as a necessary evil because friction, although negative in nature, has some positive outcomes. For example, we would not be able to walk without friction. With this, we come to the end of the chapter. Thank you for listening, children, and have a great day.